pay loathing for pleasure one day, to myself reflection, to what I may bring, as I was amusing myself in the grave. What did I find in me but a young Indian man? Oh, she came up to me, taking my hand, saying, "You look like a stranger and in a strange land. But if you will follow, you're welcome to go and dwell in the cottage that I call my own. Oh no, my fair jewel, it never can be, for I have a sweetheart among country, and I can't forsake her, for I know she won't me. For she has a heart to have the perfume on me." It was on a bright morning in a bright month of May. 'Twas enough to break her poor heart, the words I did say. "I'm going to leave you, so fare you well, dear. My boat has set sailing for home I must steer. The last time I saw her, she stood on the sand, and as my boat left her, she waved me her hand, saying, 'When you get home, sir, to the land that you know, remember the maiden where the coconut grows.' Oh, now I have landed to the land that I know, with friends and relations all around me once more. But all that's around me and all I can see, there's none to compare with the perfume on me. And the girl that I flirted has proved false to me. So I'll turn my course backwards toward the deep sea. I'll turn my course backwards toward the deep sea. And I'll go spend my days with the perfume on me."